Welcome to the podcast of Unity Fort Worth. In it, you'll hear this week's message and meditation. If you'd like to hear and see the complete service, you can always find it at unityfortworth.org or on the Unity Fort Worth Facebook page. Unity Fort Worth focuses on positive and practical Christianity with a willingness to explore the entire world of religion and spiritual thought. Unity Fort Worth streams live every Sunday
at 1 p.m.
Thanks for listening to the Unity Fort Worth podcast.
What a pleasure it is to be back with you. It's been quite some time, and a lot has changed. You guys have a new home, and I have been around the world, and what a sweet thing it is to spend this morning with you. So I want to just invite us to settle in and start in prayer. So if you would close your eyes with me and simply notice your heart. Notice the divine presence that you are, that moves through you, as you, and all around you. Notice that in this moment, in this perfect moment, you are safe. You are together. You are gathered in love. And as we step into this time together, as we kick off this season of ancestors, I invite you to move your shoulders a little bit, to find yourself sitting upright, and then just to imagine that your ancestors stand in a line behind you. Your parents, if they are not still on the planet, your grandparents, all of those who have gone, behind them your great-grandparents, and your great-great-grandparents after them, just standing with a hand on your back, a hand on each other's back, connecting you back through the history of who you are, through the knowing that you are part of a long line of people. People who somehow managed to get you here. So let us take a moment and just be grateful for all of those who stand behind us. For all of those who bring us to this moment. And let us feel the thread of divine love that moves from each heart forward. From your great-grandparents to your grandparents to your parents to you. Just align that field that is one presence, one power. God the good, that which moves through us and as us and threads us to all that has ever been and all that will ever be. And so it is. Amen. I can see you, so tell me how many of you could imagine back into your grandparents. Could you see that in your mind's eye? Could you feel their hand on your shoulder? It's such a powerful thing to think about our ancestors, such an important, powerful thing. And I am reminded, as I think about my ancestors, I am reminded of one in particular, my grandfather. His name was Lewis, and he passed away in 1977 when I was in high school. But I spent a lot of time with him when I was young, and my grandpa Lewis had the most amazing garden. The most amazing garden with the most amazing tomatoes and the most amazing vines of peas and the most amazing beets that would come out of the ground and these beautiful flowers in between the rows, so that every time I went out into the garden as a little girl and walked around with him, it just seemed like layer upon layer of beauty. And the interesting thing is, I don't remember my grandfather ever picking up a hoe or pulling a weed. All I remember is walking through the garden and how he would talk to everything and say, "You are so beautiful today. Oh, look at these tomatoes. Aren't they beautiful today? Oh, look at these flowers. Stop and smell the flowers. Notice how beautiful they are." It's almost like he just talked them into growing. And he would, at the back of his garden, and he had a great big garden, at the back of his garden were a couple of apple trees. And what I most remember about him is he would go to the apple tree and he would pull a dozen or so apples off the tree. And then we would go sit on the back porch. And he would take a knife and he would peel these beautiful spirals off the apples, taking all the skin off so he could make apple pie. And he would put every little spiral into a dish next to him, and those were mine. I could eat those. I could have as many of those as I wanted. But I remember watching his hands and how carefully he peeled everything, how beautifully he worked to keep it, because I was fascinated by the spiral. And I would play with the spiral probably more than eat them. And he would take such great care to peel those off, all the while telling me stories, talking to me about what it was like when he grew up, and just reminding me how wonderful the apple pie would be. And those memories stick with me so clearly, like I can feel myself sitting on the porch. He named me Honey Bear when I was a little bitty girl, and that's what he called me every day of his life. That's what he called me. He died when I was in high school, and I was still Honey Bear every time we talked on the phone, every time we were together. And that thread of love that I spoke about in our prayer ran so strongly through him. I think the reason he comes up for me is he's the person that made me feel most loved in the whole world. And it's interesting to think about, because I didn't spend a lot of time with him. My father was in the military. We traveled. We were not close to where they lived. But he loved me so strongly that when I think about ancestors and I think about who loved me and what ancestral love feels like, that's what I remember. I remember being loved that much. And I wonder, as you think about your life, who was the ancestor who stands behind you, who loved you so much? Sometimes our ancestors are people in our family, and sometimes our ancestors are school teachers or next door neighbors or friends of our parents or anybody who really had an impact on our life, who's no longer walking with us today, but somehow touched us in such a way that when we think about them, we want to put our hand on our heart and remember what it felt like to be loved that much. So just consider who it is. Maybe you're blessed enough to have several people, or maybe it's just one. I think I was loved by many people, but my grandfather, that love is so strong that it rides right here with me without any effort. And when I think about ancestors, I think about how there are thousands of ancestors I don't even know who live in the body and in the bones of my being. So scientifically, epigenetics is the study of the environment and experiences and influences that our ancestors have given to us. Different than genetics, epigenetics talks about what they experienced that is actually in the bones of our being. So, for example, if you grew up with a family who had experienced the Holocaust, you might have certain fears that come up for you that are unrelated to any of your life experiences. Or if you came from a family, maybe who came from Ireland, who came from famine, you might have certain ways of that your body processes food to reserve energy, because our body is educated by the people who came before us, by the genes and the epigenetic signatures that are passed down through us and make us who we are. So it's interesting to think about, because we have two parents, we have four grandparents, we have 8 great-grandparents. We have 16 great-great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, and 32 grandparents after that, it doubles every time. So in 250 years, which is the amount of years that we carry epigenetic signature, in 250 years, we all have 1,024 ancestors, because the number doubles again and again and again. So in your bones, in the bones of your body, are the signatures of over 1,000 people who had to have life and stay alive long enough to have children of their own for you to be able to get here, for you to be exactly as you are. And if any one of those had changed, you would be different. And there's a little bit of a miracle in that, that it's 1,000 people. To think a little farther, if we double that and say our ancestors for the last 500 years, which many of us have done the genealogy to trace, there are over 1 million people in that ancestral line for us in the 500 years before we got here. That is just mind-boggling to think about, to actually really consider that in the 500 years prior to your existence, over 1 million people have an influence on you. And over 1,000 directly are carried in the blood and bones of your being. So if you're afraid of spiders, or you're afraid of snakes, or you're afraid of bears, or you're afraid of ketchup, you're afraid of something that you have no reason to be afraid of, it may be because of an ancestor. And at the same time, if there's something you love, standing out under the moon, being in the forest, the smell, the fragrance of a pine tree, if there's something you love that you really have no reason to love, but you just do, that may be one of your ancestors breathing through you, being part of you, connected to who you are. And just to experience the mind-boggling aspect of that is so valuable. And then to consider the things that were your ancestors' prayers, what they cared about, what they wanted for your future, what the world was that they were bringing into place. Pretty powerful to think about that. Pretty powerful to think about how much we pray for those who are in our families, when we pray for our grandchildren, when we pray for our children, when we pray for our families and the people that are connected for us, the people who have an influence in our lives that we pray for. And what if, just what if, not only can we pray forward, but what if our prayers can pray behind us as well? It's an interesting thing to think about, because not all of us are proud of our ancestral lines. Sometimes our ancestors have done things that we maybe feel like shouldn't have happened. Or sometimes our relationships with our closest ancestors were not everything we wanted. We become who we become because of our own life experiences. So people who cause harm often were harmed, and they bring that harm forward. So what if not only are we able to pray for the people who are ahead of us, but we are able to pray for those who have passed? Because if there's one presence, one power, that is God, and we are the living expression of that God, which is what we teach here, isn't it? That we are the living expression of God, the hands, the heart, the holy breath of God. And that there is only one, and all of our ancestors, all of those 1,000 or 1,000,000, depending upon how far you want to go, all of those 1,000 or 1,000,000 people, every one of them was the living expression of the same divine source from which you emerge, from which your children emerge, from which everyone you love has come and will come from. So what if through that field, that divine field that underlies all of life, we are able to pray forward and backward? We are able to pray, obviously, for all of those who are alive with us now. But what if we are able to reach back in time for peace, for comfort, for healing, for our ancestors who lived through Holocausts and wars and famine, who came across the ocean and maybe didn't make it all the way here, who got here and maybe never made it to the place that they would make their home, who suffered and struggled and yet are part of the bones of our being? What if we can pray peace into that? What if by praying peace into our ancestors, we pray peace into our own bones, into our own being, and we pray peace forward into all of those who will come from us, into all of those that we are connected with? What if the thread of divine love runs through all of us, and through that thread, we can use our knowing, our divine knowing, that all are holy expressions of the divine source to bring balance and healing? What would happen in our communities, in our cities, in our states and countries, and in our world, if we could pray peace, love, and healing back into our ancestral line, and if we could receive the peace, love, and healing, the well-being that our ancestors pray forward to us? It's a powerful thing to think about, and it's a metaphysical thing to think about. It's different than just recognizing that we stand on people's shoulders. It's really about coming deeply into the knowing that we're connected beyond dimensions, that we're connected beyond this timeline, that we are connected in the oneness of everything across all time, all space, all existence. That not only are we the living manifestation of our ancestors' prayers, of our ancestors' lives, of our ancestors' experiences, but we are the living expression of those who will come ahead of us. And all that we choose to be in our frequency of being, when we choose to hold joy, when we choose to hold gratitude, when we choose to hold peace, when we choose to be the divine expression, bringing love forward, living from love, living as though we are on purpose to bring love to the world. When we do that, we heal across all timelines. We heal through the entire body that is what we call God, the divine, the great spirit, the universe, the mesomorphic field. Whatever you want to call that, that name is yours to choose. But you are not just a small little blip in that field. You are a massive influence on the wholeness of life. And when you hold yourself and your vibration as the oneness, and you feel not just your ancestors' hands on your back, but your hand resting on the shoulders of those who are ahead of you, and you let love run through that thread, the world becomes better, and we experience healing together, and we come to know what one power and one presence really is, that goodness that is love. So let's close our eyes. And as you settle into this meditative moment, I invite you again to find yourself safely in your seats, to give yourself permission to have this experience, to know that you are one holy, living God, and that the breath that moves through you inspires you, and the breath you exhale inspires the world, that the love that moves through your heart travels back into your ancestral line. I invite you again to feel the hands of your ancestors, 2 and 4 and 6 and 8, and so many more behind them. So many, many, many people whose prayers have traveled to you. I invite you to fill your heart with love and gratitude for the miracle you are, for the miracle of their existence, the miracle that brought you forward, for all of the messages they give you in your own bones about what keeps you safe and what brings you joy and what is beautiful and what is important. To remember that you don't have to know every face, you need only feel their hands and their connection and the thread that runs between them up to your heart. And I invite you to feel that thread move forward through your own children, through their children and their grandchildren, and the grandchildren that will come after that, and after that, and after that. Allow that thread of love to move forward and ask yourself, what do I pray into those ahead of me? I pray in peace. I pray in wisdom. I pray in love. I pray in health and well-being and all that is good. I pray in abundance. I pray in deep connection to the oneness. I pray through this thread of connection and love that surpasses our imagination. And I pray awareness of all the ancestors that stand behind each of these in front of me, that they will never feel alone, that they will always know that the love of the Holy runs through me, through all behind me, and through all of them, connecting us across time, space, and dimension. And we are none of us ever, ever alone. Give yourself a moment of silence to simply be with them. As you notice the love moving through you, as you, and behind you, in front of you, and all around you, know that that love is the divine field, the oneness we are, the oneness we are in every moment, and that we are never alone. So it is.
Thank you for listening to the Unity Fort Worth podcast. You just heard this week's message and meditation. For the live streams and more information, go to unityfortworth.org.